Hey, my name is Sean Piller. I'm executive producer of Wildfire, and you are watching Family Matters, written by Sandy Isaac and directed by Frank Pearl, who this was his first episode of Wildfire. He's our director of photography, and originally I was supposed to direct this episode, but there was actually, to be frank, my father passed away, and so Frank stepped in and I thought did a great job. And I stayed in LA and took care of the family and kept the scripts coming. And it turned out to be a really, really awesome episode. I ended up just now directing episode 9. And we actually did some pickup shots for this show. We expanded the club. The club looked a little bit small. So that wall you're looking at right now, we've knocked out and added an extra like 600 square feet to the club, and you can fit an extra 50 or 60 people in there. And we did a new opening shot that very first shot you saw, with sort of wiping off the top of the pillars coming down onto a close-up of James Blunt. Basically is a body double of James. We didn't get James back. He's on tour somewhere selling billions of records. And then we shot a couple extra shots from behind with some body doubles. Actually, the body double was a guy named Pete, who's in the grip department on Wildfire. And he kind of looked like James Blunt. And so we shaved him and shaved his goatee and put him in a shirt just like his and got the same extras, band members, and put him on stage and shot some bigger crowd shots. So, because the network and I, we all thought the club looked a little dinky. So for our first club experience, I thought it turned out great, but we wanted to make it better. So, and we just shot another band coming up, Aiden Hawken, who's a new artist about to pop, and I directed that episode in the new club, and we shot a bunch of angles for that. So let's talk about James Blunt. James Blunt. I never got to meet him, but I'm a huge fan, and we actually used his songs in the first season of Wildfire, and he was just got out of the army and had recorded his album, and it hadn't really been released yet. And Trisha Holloway and Jay Fairs at Baby New Year Music, which is a subsidiary of Lionsgate, our TV studio, they basically gave me the CD and I heard it and fell in love with the guy and fell in love with, I didn't fall in love with the guy, I fell in love with his music, and ultimately we used it in a couple places in season one. And because of that, he felt obliged to show up and do our first on-camera Wildfire musical sequence. And he's now the number one artist in Europe. And he was, last time I checked, he was number 14 in the domestic charts. And his songs have been used all over. He played Saturday Night Live. He played, you know, Today Show. He's just blown up. And I just heard he's like the coolest guy. I was really bummed I didn't get to meet him. So, James, if you're seeing this, hope we get to hang out someday. Anyways, so this scene with Junior and the whole gang is really moving, I thought, in terms of all the missed glances and setting up all the relationships between all the different characters and seeing how things have progressed and where they're going to go. So, and here's the title sequence. Actually, it's a new title sequence. We recut that shot right there with Nicole. And the new two shots of Nana. And we got a new Wildfire shot in there. Because, hey, he's the star of the show, right? The horse. So I'm pretty stoked about this episode. I actually just finally locked it this morning with the new shots. And it airs a week from today. So we're still trying to catch up. So finally we get to a place here where we get to see Matt sort of step in and fill Pablo's shoes. We've had a bunch of different story ideas that ultimately, when Pablo was away, we were going to foreshadow some stuff that's coming up in future episodes, which is episode 6 and episode 8, where we sort of get into Pablo's backstory a bit. And this is the first time where we get to see, Chris and race against Danny's stables. And we get to see Matt torn between two lovers, torn between two stables, between his family, the Ritters and the Davises, and really see how smart he is and how much he learned from Henry and Todd and Pablo and put all that to work. And so it's kind of a really cool, Matt story where we get to see Matt be a strong character and sort of take one more step towards adulthood and manhood against his away from his family and the Ritters. And that's a storyline that we're going to keep playing with and building on for the rest of the season. And Baby Wildfire. We get to someday have Baby Wildfire. I'm not going to give away when that happens, but we got a knocked up horse here, and I think there's going to be a Baby Wildfire. So this is Deborah Ferrantino, and this is the back of our soundstage, which we've turned into the club entrance. And Vince, our production designer, has done a great job making this set look flooded with all this debris and stuff. And I just shot this club, and I just had a great time with the cast and the production designers. And the rest of the crew, they just did such a great job. We have such a great crew in New Mexico, and led by Gary Goodman, and our line producer, and Lester Berman, our production manager, who just do a great job keeping us on budget and making the show look good. So Andrew and I, and then I got to shoot a great episode, a great scene in my episode. I guess I should talk about this episode as opposed to the one I just directed, but they are just so awesome together. Whenever Nana and Andrew are together, Nana is such a natural comedian and such a good actor. And of course, I've known her for years from Deep Space Nine, and my dad worked with her for years on Deep Space Nine, and she's been a close family friend. And she's got two great kids and an awesome husband who I think is a producer of Broadway theater and is now doing shows in Vegas. And she's actually lives in New Mexico now, as do the rest of the cast, and they all bought houses and they're all loving it. Actually, we got to the governor of New Mexico came down to the set when I was there, right before I started shooting, because we've created I think something like 3,000 jobs there. 300 or 400 of our actual crew, and then all the subsidiary jobs that come from the jobs we created. So the governor's pretty stoked, and we've totally pumped money into that economy. So there is Amanda from Mean Girls, really talented, funny, beautiful actress who I have yet to meet. I was supposed to meet her on this episode, but she basically wasn't in the one that I directed, so I didn't get a chance to meet her, because I was only there during production for the first couple episodes and the last couple. So, but I just fell in love with her in Mean Girls. She was so funny, and she the first time, I guess it was episode 4, she got introduced and Junior hires her with no experience. I just fell out of my chair laughing in that scene. So actually, this band you hear in the background is The Woods, which is we also have a we have Pillar Squared, the production company, produces Wildfire and some other TV shows, The Dead Zone, and we also have a record label. And this is one of my best friends, Brad Cohen, who's also one of the first bands we signed to put out. And there's three artists that you'll hear a lot in the series, which is Freedalba, which the lead singer is Eric Balfour, who's another good friend of mine, who's on a new show, one of the new it's one of the new Law and Order shows. And the other one is Lindsay Price, who's this awesome artist, singer, songwriter, who also happens to be my wife. So I got that going for me. But so this is the barn. You can see them in the background doing a wet down, And in production, as always, especially this DP, Frank Pearl, and the director, Brad May, who's one of our stable directors, who just does like every other episode, who's just awesome. They're always trying to put, foreground action or background effects, whether it's smoke or burning leaves or fog or water, just to try to make the background, pop. And I should say that there's a new composer this season that you guys might not have noticed, but basically, Jay Grushka is this awesome composer who did the first season, who's a good friend, and basically moved on from us this season. And we brought in some other really wonderful composers, Pat Card and Sean Pierce, is a music editor and co-composer sometimes, who scored The Dead Zone for us. And they've just totally taken the score to the next level and made it a little bit hipper, a little less country, and a little less down home. So they're using, more synth, but still keeping the organic sound. And I'm just really stoked with what they've done, bridging, our needle drop stuff with our score and finding great ins and outs for all that. So Ari Gross, the most funny, talented, adorable underdog that's ever been on television. He is handsome and smart and just hilarious. So we're in love with Ari Gross. And all the scenes with him and Gene are just great. In episode 4, I just loved the whole opera storyline, and it was just so freaking cute. Killed me. It's so funny seeing Micah Alberti play, this character. Every character has a lot of the actor in them, and vice versa. But I think Micah is a little bit more decisive and hardcore than Matt. Matt is finds himself caught in all these situations all the time where he can't quite handle his women, whether it be his mom or Danny or Chris. And I think Micah is definitely more in control of his life. But I can see Matt in Micah as well. So it's pretty funny to see the actors and then see their characters and try to spot the differences.